Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Immigrants from Mexico and Central America have been at the center of the controversial national debate over immigration. What seems to get lost in the controversy is the pivotal role these immigrants play in North Carolina's economy. They make up nearly 30% of the workforce in farming, fishing, and forestry, and about 20% of the construction workforce. Their buying power contributes more than $10 billion a year to the state's economy. WRAL-TV documentary producer Clay Johnson recently sat down with News and Views producer Clayton Henkel to discuss the station's upcoming documentary, Land of Opportunity.
Thanks for being back with us on News and Views.
Good to be here, Clayton. Thank you.
Well, your first documentary of 2018 is tackling an old subject, immigration. Talk to us a little bit about why you decided to focus on immigration and the role of Hispanics in our state at this particular time.
Well, a lot of the talk about immigration has been very negative, very controversial, and we had been in touch with Go Global NC, used to be the Center for International Understanding, and they sort of pitched the idea of let's look at the positive economic impact of Hispanic immigrants as sort of the focus. And we looked at a study that UNC and Keenan Flagler Business School had done that they pointed out to us, and we thought, well, there's an interesting story there that I don't think a lot of people realize what an important part they are, Hispanic immigrants, to North Carolina's economy, and we thought it would be a good topic for a documentary.
We know that, of course, agriculture is perhaps North Carolina's largest industry, and that's a particular industry that's very dependent on immigrants.
That's true, and I think when most people hear Hispanic immigrants, that's the first thing they picture. They picture workers out in fields picking sweet potatoes, cucumbers, things of that nature, or working in poultry and hog processing plants. With the farm workers, most of those workers are actually migrant workers as opposed to immigrants, so they come and go. But a lot of them end up staying and settling and raising families and kind of working their way up and becoming, you know, eventually becoming citizens or at least legal residents of North Carolina.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the people that you profile in this documentary. Tell us a little bit about Jose Calderon.
Jose Calderon's story is great, and he is sort of, in many ways, sort of what we picture as Hispanic immigrants. What he does do, and what a lot of these profiles, though I hope, do, is dispel some of the misconceptions about Hispanic immigrants. Here's a guy who, yes, he worked in the banana and pineapple and coffee fields of Costa Rica, working in agriculture, mostly as a summer job, though, while he was going to school. He earned three college degrees in Costa Rica.
Wow.
And but he decided, you know, he wanted to visit the land of opportunity. He wanted to come to America. And he actually came to America as an H-2A worker, a legal worker. And he went to work for Barnes Farming in Nash County, which is one of the largest sweet potato producers in North Carolina. And so that's where he started, and he worked his way up.
Well, let's hear from Jose Calderon, who was profiled in WRAL's documentary, Land of Opportunity.
Was one of the dreams since I was a kid, very, very young. I always hear about Ronald Reagan and the country doing so well and doing very well. So I wanted to be part of it. There is a reason why we come to this country. It's because it was better than where we were. If it was better where we were, we would stay there.
Clay, tell us a little bit more about Jose's story and how he was able to build his life here in North Carolina.
Well, he really, like a lot of immigrants, the biggest challenge was language. He really struggled with learning English. He not only went to Nash Community College to learn English, but he made a point of spending time with English speakers, and not just spending time with Hispanic or Latino population in Nash County, but spending time with non-Hispanic people to learn the language, to learn the culture, to learn the customs. And one of the things that was really interesting, because of his strong accent and his international background, he actually found a way to open up European markets to not only Barnes Farming, but other sweet potato growers in North Carolina. And what he discovered was that Europeans liked the smaller sweet potatoes that Barnes Farming was mostly throwing away, the lower grade potatoes, which are the little ones. Americans like the big ones. They eat bigger portions. Europeans eat smaller portions. And now they're selling these small sweet potatoes to European markets and other markets. Jose started that and tripled their sales and was promoted to sales manager of their marketing and export division, which is called Farm Pack Products. So it's a great story. And as a result of the impact he's had on North Carolina's agriculture, Governor Roy Cooper named him as the first Hispanic member of the North Carolina Board of Agriculture. What makes that even more amazing is that there never was a Hispanic member before, given the role that they've played in North Carolina agriculture over the decades.
That's absolutely amazing, and it's a story that you wouldn't normally think about when you hear people discussing the immigration debate.
Yeah, and he's working on his citizenship. He's got legal permanent residency status. He lives in Cary, you know, very much a part of the community.
Let's hear another one of the success stories. You also spoke to Claudia Costco. Tell us a little bit about her story.
Claudia and her husband lived in Mexico. He had a career with IBM, and she had a Montessori school there, and he got transferred to the United States, first to New York and then to North Carolina. Claudia decided that she wanted to start a Montessori school, and she started it in her home with six children, pre-K, Spanish immersion, Montessori school. It kept growing. She got rented a bigger place and ultimately has her school in a building now with 100 children and 19 staff members, and has been very successful.
That's amazing. So let's hear a little bit from Claudia Costco again in WRL's latest documentary, Land of Opportunity.
Overall, I think that we are a positive sector of the population that gives a lot of good things, a lot of good things to the country. We are here to work hard, to give our best. We are passionate people. We are committed people.
Indeed, she sounds very committed. Tell us a little bit more about Claudia's school, if you would, Clay.
The interesting thing about Claudia's school is that it's Spanish immersion pre-K school, and that most of the families who take their children there are non-Hispanic. They are people that want their children to have a broader, more global perspective and to understand that the world is a very diverse place. And that's just fascinating that Claudia is teaching future generations to understand, you know, the melting pot that not only America is, but the world is too.
Those are just two anecdotal stories about the tremendous contribution these folks are making to North Carolina. You talked a little bit about a study that was done earlier. Tell us the nuts and bolts of that. The numbers behind it are astonishing.
There was a study done by the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. They did two, 2006 and 2014. The most recent, the 2014 study, shows that the Hispanic immigrants to our state contribute more than $10 billion in buying power that creates tens of thousands of spinoff jobs, generates roughly $500 million in local and state sales taxes, and also federal taxes, too. So that's a tremendous economic impact back on North Carolina that I think a lot of people don't realize. One of the misconceptions is that Hispanic immigrants drain our resources and, you know, they take our jobs and, you know, they rely on public support. And that's really not true.
Let's hear from the study's co-author, Professor Jim Johnson from the Kenan Flagler Business School.
We found that for every dollar the state spends for K-12 education, healthcare, and corrections, we get $11 back in business revenue and taxes from the Hispanic Latino population. At the lower end of the economy, at the upper end of the economy, and everything in between, you have Hispanic Latino populations infused throughout our economy. They're core to our economy.
So you're hoping these stories dispel some of the misconceptions about Hispanic immigrants. Is there anything else that you're hoping that lawmakers or your viewers take from this documentary?
I think the idea that we are often too quick to stereotype and judge others who are different from us. And I think one of the lessons here is the old lesson that, you know, your parents probably told you when you were a child, you know, walk in somebody else's shoes to get an understanding of their perspective. And I think the other takeaway is the tremendous part of our economy that Hispanic immigrants are and will be in the future. One of the things that Professor Johnson brings up is that as our workforce needs continue to grow, here's a population of people that are younger, generally healthier, and reproduce at a higher rate than non-Hispanics. Johnson says, you know, for us to continue to grow and prosper, we're going to need those folks.
And it's interesting, as we have two North Carolinas, the urban and the rural, it may be some of these folks that help the rural areas stay alive, stay vital.
And there's some truth to that. And one of the other things that I'd like to mention that I thought, you know, is a fascinating aspect to this is, you know, there was that wave of Hispanic immigrants in the 90s that stayed and have settled and had children. Well, those children are now going off to college. And they're helping create a whole new professional class of Hispanic immigrants. So it's not just farm workers and people working in these blue-collar jobs. It's doctors, it's lawyers, it's engineers, it's scientists that Hispanic immigrants have also become.
And it's a particularly timely debate as Congress is trying to figure out a solution to the DACA crisis.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Jim Johnson and others have brought up in when you're talking about undocumented immigrants, you know, his feeling is that if they're here, they're working, they have families, they haven't otherwise broken the law except for not being documented, we need to find a path to citizenship for them because we need their labor. And even Johnny Barnes, who runs Barnes Farming, you know, longtime Nash County farmer, says, you know, it's just crazy to think that we're going to round up 11 to 12 million undocumented people and try to send them back. It would be devastating to the economy, he says. It would be devastating to the social fabric of many communities and not a realistic thing to do.
So, Clay, where and when can our listeners watch Land of Opportunity?
Land of Opportunity premieres on WRAL-TV, WILM-TV, and our multi-streaming platforms, including WRALDocumentary.com, at 7 p.m. on January 18th.
All right, Clay, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Clayton. Appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of News and Views. For producer Clayton Hinkle, I'm Rob Schofield. Join us again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.